Agencies soon will manage their spending like they protect their IT networks. The Office of Federal Financial Management says financial oversight should be based on risk and data, with policies updated more than every 3 years. The office is revising its A-123 guidance. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, has details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily. It's the first thing in the morning. We got to talk A-123. Who's excited?
All right. Well, first,
we love it.
Exactly. Wake up in your cars. We got A-123 going.
All right. Tell us what it is, first of all.
Yes, of course. Yes. A-123, the guidance that everyone loves to hate. It is a 30-plus-year-old policy from OMB regarding how agencies, and specifically chief financial officers and their budget staffs, handle the oversight of money. This is otherwise known as internal controls. Now, internal controls ensure agencies meet policy and legislative requirements for financial reporting, but also ensure that their programs are effective and efficient. Now, A-123 was last revised actually in 2004 after Congress passed the Sarbanes-Oxley bill, so it's been quite a while. The latest set of changes is part of the pendulum swings that seem to happen every decade or so between having more or less reporting requirements. Now, Mike Wecklow is the chief of the Accountability and Performance Branch at OFFM, which is within the Office of Management and Budget. He says there are several guiding principles going into this revision.
Many of these principles we are putting in practice. We're going to have examples of that with charge card and proper payments and data analytics. But we have a lot of things we're trying to do differently. Like, for example, with Hurricane Sandy, just last year, you know, there's a memo earlier in the year about internal control plans. And a lot of our discussions were, you know, we didn't want to make this like a new recovery act or, you know, have this big compliance exercise right in the middle of a disaster response. But to really use, you know, the internal controls as a risk management tool. So we didn't ask agencies to document, you know, their control environment, risk assessment, control activities, a full gauntlet of all the things. But we asked them simply to do a thoughtful analysis of their risks that came about from the extra funding that went into their programs and just work with OMB on that.
Now, Wecklow led a panel of OMB, General Services Administration, and Treasury yesterday to talk about the changes to federal financial management at the Association of Government Accountants Internal Controls and Fraud Prevention Training Event in Washington. Now, Wecklow says one of the biggest changes is what's actually being added to the A-123 guidance to meet the intent and the spirit of Congress when it wrote the Federal Financial Management Improvement Act, or FFMIA.
In the near term, and this will be literally within a couple weeks, we plan to rescind OMB Circular A-127 and replace it with a new Appendix D to A-123. And if you ask yourself, why A-123? When you read the committee report, it talks a little about financial systems. It talks more about internal controls, business processes, you know, visibility into government operations. So our hope is with what we're doing is we're going to reduce compliance burdens by getting rid of all these complicated checklists that only serve to drive systems, cost, and risks, and kind of integrate our processes with the already existing things in A-123.
Now, A-127 addresses financial management system requirements. OMB over the last decade or so has been actually moving away from these strict financial management systems and what they say, what they have to do, and more focus on standards and outcomes. Now, this is not surprising. A-127 has been on the chopping block for some time, but the fact is now they're really going to do it and rescind it.
Well, this is exciting, actually, because if agencies were really good, if they were superb at financial management across the board, they'd probably have 5 or 10% more money in a given year with the same appropriation. So how is this approach similar to the one the administration and possibly Congress are taking? You said cybersecurity. What's the relationship there?
I know it seems weird, but when I was listening to Mike Wecklow in the panel talk yesterday, that just occurred to me that all the words that they were saying is very similar to what we hear when we hear the administration and others talk about cybersecurity, things like data analysis and risk management and real-time understanding of the status of their networks. Well, this is the same here, same description that OMB, DHS are talking about when they talk about continuous monitoring. Now, Wecklow says the old A-123, like the old Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, has some shortcomings over the last few years that have become more clear.
We definitely are going to have to beef up the existing circular because it's just too high level and it, you know, doesn't really tell you how to implement an integrated risk framework. It doesn't tell you how that it's okay to integrate FISMA stuff with the system security work that you do on financial reporting. So I think we're just kind of collecting our thoughts, and we want to move away from you got to do everything over 3 years and, you know, have this, you know, compliance mindset to more of a risk-based framework to kind of allow agencies flexibility in how they implement the circular. But we're not exactly sure of the exact format other than, you know, the full circular will need to be updated.
Now, he says A123 also will need to be integrated with several other initiatives, including the new credit card abuse guidance OMB issued last week, several improper payment laws that include the do not pay list, and several other changes to financial management oversight that have come about over the last 10 years. Now, OFFM will also be paying close attention to the Government Accountability Office's work on what they call the Green Book. Now, GAO released the draft guidance earlier the month, and it's all about the plans, methods, policies, procedures for effective implementation of internal controls.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, the White House has focused attention on improving financial management, like stopping improper payments. Is that reflected in these changes?
It's going to be part of these changes, and it's going to be actually appendices to A123. Let me just offer you an example around improper payments. There have been at least three new laws passed since Sarbanes-Oxley update in 2004, so all these new requirements will need to be added. Flavio Menache is a senior policy analyst at OFFM's Accountability, Performance, and Reporting Branch and heads up actually the improper payments policy work. He says Appendix C of A123 will have three parts focusing on improper payments, the most recent laws, the work being done by IGs to track and analyze improper payments, and a third section to implement President Obama's 2009 executive order.
Complete overhaul. First of all, we have to reconcile the IPERIA executive order type requirements with what is, you know, actually now in the new law. One of the things we're doing is we're taking those 60 pages and trying to cut it down by a lot. One of the things that, when you look at the guidance now as it is, there are a lot of one-time requirements, especially from the executive order, things that had to be done within 180 days of, you know, November 2009. Those things are past, they're gone, we don't need them. So we're looking at that and seeing if we can actually just streamline all of that. Another important thing is, and this is feedback that I get pretty much on a weekly basis from agencies and OIGs, is all these requirements, is there any way we can consolidate these reporting requirements? And I think that is an excellent question, and I think there is a way to do that, and that's what we're trying to do right now. So it really should be, you know, Appendix C and proper payment requirements, all of it, in one place, done in a sort of streamlined and consolidated way.
Now, Menache says OFFM will also add an internal control framework to address improper payments. The goal of the framework actually is to more clearly establish the link between having strong internal controls and limiting or reducing improper payments. Menache says too often agencies do say they have strong internal controls. The IG say they have them, but yet they're still sending out billions of dollars in improper payments. So how can the internal controls be that strong if they're having all these problems? And the answer, of course, is the same way that agencies could get an A on their FISMA scorecard, but have a computer network full of vulnerabilities. So there's got to be a better connection between the two, and I think that's what they're trying to do with this revised A123.
And Jason, just to wrap it up, it seems like this is of concern not just to CFOs and accountants, but also IGs and program people, anyone concerned with having enough money and spending it properly in the government, correct?
Absolutely right. This flows down throughout the entire agency. I know it sounds arcane, circular A123, but the way you control your money, the way you oversee your money, the way that you get guidance about that money affects everybody in every program that you do. And I think that's why this, the fact is, one, they're rescinding A127, and two, they're revising A123 is so important.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for that very complete report.
Always a pleasure.